In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you can tell from the colors in our sanctuary, today is St. James and St. Philip Day. It's an important day in our calendar because it ties in with our New Testament lesson from 1 John, where we explore God's love for us. For God is the source of all love. And we know His love because He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. He has sent His only Son, His everything, to this world to express love for us. As we celebrate St. James and St. Philip Day, we look at their lives and their examples for you and I as we try to explore this Christian faith in love. St. James taught among the Christian Jews. He taught that love is in action. He asked us to examine our lives in the context of our attitudes and our action. In essence, as one writer put it, we are to find a hurt and heal it. We are to find brokenness and explore ways to experience healing. You and I are called to example a form of love for others that is not of our own mind and our own heart, but of the heart and mind of God that gives us that gift of love. St. James made it absolutely clear that we are to live lives that are filled with God's love that flows through us into the lives of others, without restrictions, without evaluation or judgment, but to simply love others based on the example of love God has given us. There is another way to express that love, and we experience that with Philip. If you look at Scripture, we see that Philip introduced Nathanael to Jesus. Philip introduced the Greeks to Jesus. Philip introduced the Ethiopian eunuch to Jesus. Philip exemplified what it was to introduce people to Jesus. You and I are called to do the same. When others are willing to explore their spirituality, we are to come alongside them in love and acceptance, no matter who they are, where they've been, what they've done, or who they've been with. For there is no judgment in this love. A love that flows directly from the source of all love. It is so difficult for you and I because it's not as simple as it sounds. You know that, and so do I. Sometimes we're dealing with people that are angry, hurt, disappointed, frustrated, wounded, or even abused. And all that we can do is show that love of God that flows through us to them. It is a deliberate and intentional love. No, it doesn't always come naturally. And sometimes it's a great deal of work. But if we can celebrate the fact that God loved us so much that He sent His Son to redeem us, to heal us, to give us the gift of eternal life, if we can celebrate that love, focus on that love, and invite that love every morning to flow through us into the lives of others, we can begin to change a broken and shattered world. For the function and the purpose of that love is to walk alongside those who are in the darkest moments of their life, to provide them with the presence and resources to be able to find healing and hope in their most difficult moments. This is the beginning of a series of sermons on God's love for us, that extraordinary gift that can change a life for others. Over 30 years in ministry, I've encountered some of the most extraordinary people that have allowed that love of God to flow through them. Today, I remember Larry. Larry was really special, at least from the outside. But when you really got to know him, his motive was to bring a sense of hope and joy and peace and love into the lives of everyone around him. I celebrate the life of Brian, who spent so much of his life walking alongside others, mentoring and coaching them, pouring his love not only into his family, but those around him, quietly, gently, with a profound sense of calm, cool, and collectiveness. I celebrate the life of Marilyn, who clearly had been touched by the love of God and was able to share that with others. I celebrate the lives of those of you who are watching today, knowing that you want God's love to flow through you, that you know it's as simple as an ask. Let us ask together today. Lord God, may your love, the love you show to us through Jesus Christ, your love that you wish for all people everywhere, may that love flow through us into the lives of others today. Amen.